Top this year, when they had the riot, top the race riot, that was 58. And from that, chill me, man. Every morning you buy a newspaper, you see where so much colored get dead and.
Really?
We are so much white get dead and. From that, you know what I mean? I wouldn't feel. Yeah. I that I went up there. Wow.
Yeah.
So I never used to feel good about it at all, man. When I dug the Indian, them saying, don't call them, they must call them where they is. That mean they're white, you know, they ain't black. So all that chilled me, man.
Yeah,
so, man, as soon as I get enough to build a house, I'm going back home. Man.
I see. How did you decide to go to England in the first place?
Well, if I tell you, you won't believe me.
Yes, I will.
Well, one time my friend went on the police station, go play domino.
Uh-huh.
With the police, not domino, draw.
Uh-huh.
We call it checkers, man.
Yeah.
With the police, them. And when he came back, he told us that the sergeants said that somebody come on and tell him that me, my brother, and a friend of mine said we're going to knock him down.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord. Well, when we are not done the surgeon for, we, he ain't doing us nothing, we ain't doing this nothing. So my mother tell me brother he must come go England or do all the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So he went. And when he went, she tell me I must come go before anything happen. So I went the year after he, you see. So that's why I went. England.
So let's stop a minute. I mean, your brother was being bullied by somebody, and so your mother had to go to England.
Yeah.
And so then you went.
Yeah.
Well, how did your brother like it over there?
Well, he didn't stay long. He came back before me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he came back before me, but he died this year.
Oh really? I'm sorry.
Yeah. He got a fall, no, so he. Uh-huh. He broke his hip here, so he couldn't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he died. He's here, he buried.
Uh-huh. And so how long did you stay there?
How long do I stay?
Did you stay in England, yeah?
17 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, my mother was alive, you know, so I like my mother, so. Every other year, I come home. I come see my mother.
How long did you stay when you come home?
6 months, all the time.
Yeah, for 6 months. You come for 6 months. Huh?
6 months.
So, did you just change jobs, or did they give you the time off?
Well, some of them when I go back, sometimes they take me back.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes when I want to come home quick again,
uh-huh.
I find another job and pay a little more money.
I see.
You understand?
Sure, absolutely.
So I could get a little more money as to come back again in 2 years' time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That will happen.
Uh-huh. And so did you notice after you'd been, of course you were coming back quite frequently, but did you notice any big change in life here in St. Kitts? From the time when you left, when you came back?
I noticed that things change up here, and when I came, they had a lot of better houses than what to live here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I live here, they had a lot of board horses.
Mm-hmm.
They scarcely had those black horses.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a few, you know, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come to see him like everybody got black holes now.
Yes, right.
You see.
Uh-huh. And with the government, changing government, is that part of it?
Because when I went there, we were, what do you call it? We wasn't went independent yet.
Uh-huh.
We never even said for...